Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello, and welcome into the AC All Access Show on a Monday night in Adrian, live at Frickers. It's the place to be. It's warm. You know, mainly that's the big thing today. Josh Mitchell is back in our cave studios. My name is Ian Wentz. Happy to be back on the show today. Good mix of people on the show today. We're going to talk some winter sports and spring sports getting in the mix. We'll have the sports information director at Adrian College, Mike Prang, is going to get on the mic. We're going to talk some NCAA women's hockey with their goaltender, Annie Gilbert. We'll talk some men's basketball with a guard, Luke Rager. And right now, we're going to talk dance in her first season as the head coach of the Bulldogs, Erin Arend, joining me on the show. Thanks for doing this, and good to talk to you.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited.
Okay. What an interesting type schedule you have. When does it start? When does dance start?
Yeah, so we start all the way in August, so we need to be ready for the first home football game early September, so our dancers move in a little early. We have a little bit of a preseason where we're learning sidelines. We're learning our first couple halftime routines. We go all the way through football season and then start right away with basketball. So we're doing home basketball games starting in November. We go through February, and then right in the mix there in December, we start our competitive season, and we go all the way through April. So it's pretty long season, but we do have a couple breaks with our regional competitions. We just have one in December, January, and then we have until April to perfect our routine and have a long time with that. So
that is a long season.
Yeah.
What's the makeup of the team? I'm going to assume mostly women.
Yeah.
But or is it entirely women? What's the makeup of your team? And is it more of a veteran team or more of a younger group?
Yeah, so it's an all-female team. We have mostly underclassmen. So we have two freshmen. We have six sophomores, three juniors and a senior. So we are a pretty young team. Pretty sad to have just one season with our senior, Sabine Yonak. But I'm excited that we have all these underclassmen and that I can just keep building our program with them.
Yeah, being a first season head coach, when people think college, they think recruiting, right?
Yeah.
How do you recruit someone to come to school and participate, or how are you going about that to dance at the collegiate level?
Yeah, so I've been going to some high school competitions. I went to a couple this past month. I have some connections to local studios near Adrian and the Toledo area. Definitely use social media to find just really great dancers, and so I'm excited. We have a pretty big interest in our program this year. We have our own dance studio, which is something that a lot of colleges don't have, and so a lot of dancers are really excited about that and to have their own space at Adrian.
Is that up above the Blue Gym in the Maryland? Is that where that is?
Yeah, it's located up there.
I remember when that was the weight room.
Yeah.
At school, but maybe the older alums or people remember that's where it is.
Yeah.
All right, a season very spread apart. You have plenty of time to do different routines and then different choreography. What's the difference between a sideline dance team and then maybe one that performs at a basketball game? I assume they're quite different.
Yeah. So our sideline dance just really consists of a couple just palm routines that we listen to the band and kind of work together with them. And our captain will always just pick whatever sideline she thinks goes best with whatever the band is playing. The dancers just don't really know what they're going to do out there until they hear the music, because we don't know what they're going to play. And then our halftime routine consists of a lot of hip-hop, some pom, and that's really what we're working on during practice is just giving something entertaining for the audience to see.
Do you come up with choreography 100%, or do you let the students throw in their twist?
Yeah, so I do most of the choreography for our half times. I let the juniors and seniors do the last two half times this year, which was just really awesome, getting to see them just be creative and take ownership and lead their team in that way. So that was really fun.
If there's maybe a high school parent out there listening that, you know, their daughter or son dances and they're interested in it, what type of dance that you would learn at a studio would best translate to college? Is it hip-hop? Is it jazz? Is it more lyrical type things?
Yeah, it's pretty much a bit of everything. So for football and basketball season, I'm really looking for just high-energy hip-hop pom dancers. And then our competitive team is where you would get a little bit of everything, a little bit of jazz, hip-hop, pom, all of that.
Am I picking up that there are two different rosters maybe for sideline and more of the competitive and indoor?
Yeah, so all of our dancers do sideline and half times, and then a select group of them will be representing Adrian College at our competitions.
Okay, and are those the ones we'll see at basketball games, or is that the whole team?
The whole team will be at basketball games, yeah.
All right. Talking with Coach Aaron Arend with the dance team at Adrian College, being your first year, this is a pretty cool accolade, your first regional championship in program history late last year, but
yep.
A few weeks ago. What does that mean, and then what was it like to get that win?
Yes, this is our first year traveling to a regional competition. In years past, we just went straight to nationals. So that was just a really awesome opportunity that we got to be in front of judges and get their feedback before we travel all the way to Florida for nationals. So I was just extremely proud of our team for just scoring in the 80s, which is a pretty big accomplishment for our first competition. And then just getting ready to perfect a routine with what the judges said about it for our national competition in April.
So in years past, was there a national, or like we skipped through, or sorry, was there a regional, or did you skip through it as a program? I guess I'm confused on the steps.
Yeah, so in years past, we just learned a competitive routine, and then we just went straight to nationals. So it would take from about January through April to perfect a routine, and we were just in front of judges that one time. So the difference this year is we learned our routine a little bit earlier in October.
Okay.
And then we went to these two regional competitions just so we can get some sort of feedback before we just make a big trip like this. Yeah.
So it wasn't something you had to do?
Yeah.
Or was it something you had to do?
No, it wasn't something we had to do. Yeah.
Boy, I should have started with this question. What's your background in dance? Have you been dancing since you were three? What's the story?
Yeah, so I have been dancing since I was like two or three.
Yep.
I feel like most dancers say that. But so I'm actually from the Toledo area. I grew up, I went to Anthony Wayne High School. I was on their dance team. I went to Evolve Dance Company in Toledo. I was on their competitive team. Chose Adrian College when I was a senior in high school, so came here my freshman year, stayed all 4 years. I was on the dance team, was captain the last 2 years, and now I'm the coach. So it's been a really cool full circle moment.
That would be when I announced your name.
Yeah.
Doing a basketball public address, and I go, that name looks familiar, and
yeah,
of course
yeah.
I said it wrong back then.
No, that's okay.
All right, so a couple weekends ago, it says you placed second at another regional.
Yeah.
You didn't get over 80, but you took a high finish with that one. Wayne State, people know Wayne State, a big school from the up there in Detroit.
Yeah.
So you average the two together, it's about 80 points.
Mm-hmm.
How would that measure up at nationals? Would that get you on the podium, or how would that work itself out?
Yeah, so most nationals routines are anywhere between like 80 and 90. It's really rare for a D3 college to get up to 90 to 100. We're estimating to be right around there, which is really awesome. It really just depends on what the judges are looking for. Each competition has a different set of judges. Some score us higher, some score us lower. So it really just depends what they're looking for.
With that nationals competition. It's a couple months away in April. Do all divisions compete as one, or is it division one, two, and three?
Yeah, so the divisions are separated for nationals. So we'll just be competing against D3 schools at nationals.
Okay. Do they all go to the same place, or is there a location for D3, 2, and 1?
Yeah, we all go to the same place. So okay. We'll get to see the D1 and D2 schools perform, but we won't compete against them.
Okay. And then what's a normal team size when you go compete? Is it like you need between 6 and 8, or you can have as many as you want? I'm assuming less would be better because there's less chance of mistakes, if you have 6 versus 20, but what's that number for nationals?
Yeah, so you can have anywhere up to 20, so you can't have over 20. Most schools have less than 20 just because of what you just said,
right.
But it is really cool to have a bigger number on stage. You can just do just cooler visuals. Yeah, and so we have 8 on our competitive roster right now, and we're definitely looking to keep growing that.
Talking with Erin Aron with the Adrian College Dance Team in her first year as head coach, it's got to be cool, and you alluded to it, but I want to unpack this box a little bit. From being a dancer to leading a group of dancers, when did that, like, proud mom moment sink in, like when the team did something and you were like, oh yeah, we made it, I can do this, I can coach? Because I'm sure there were moments when you were maybe thinking differently.
Yeah, I would definitely say it was after first regional competition. That was just a really proud moment that I had. Half times for football and basketball, those are really fun, and we love representing our school, and we take pride in that. But just seeing how well they did at their first competition of the season was just a really cool moment.
And between those regionals and April 10th, just to recap, mm-hmm. What's the dance team going to be doing? You'll be at some indoor basketball events and practicing. Are you going to have the same routine from now until April, just perfecting that to get it ready?
Yeah, so for a competitive season, we'll have the same routine now till April, and that's the same routine we'll bring to nationals. But right now, we're going to be at women and men's basketball games performing at halftime through February, and then after that, we'll just solely focus on our nationals routine.
Okay, you won't be at every one, or is that the plan to go to every home game?
We'll be at a few. We have a handful that we've picked out, so yeah.
All right, just go to them all, and maybe we'll get the dance.
Yeah.
You'll be treated to something very cool on halftime. I've seen plenty of those from the Shores table doing public address, and your girls do a great job.
Thank you.
You should be very proud. Next time the Bulldogs will be competing with the dance team will be at Nationals on April 10th, so maybe we'll talk between now and then to kind of get people ready for that. But, Coach, nice meeting you as coach.
Good luck
going forward, and seems like the program's going in the right direction.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And again, that was Erin Aron with the dance team at Adrian College, the first-year head coach of the Bulldogs. Head on over to just all the men's and women's home basketball games, and there's a good chance you'll see the Dancing Dogs. Their next competition will be Nationals on April 10th in Orlando, Florida. With that, we're going to take a break. Here at Frickers in Adrian, this place kind of filled up. I wonder why. There must be a big football game tonight. It is. It's the national championship game. Notre Dame and Ohio State getting ready to go. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about one of the aforementioned teams, the men's basketball team. We have Luke Rager standing by. He's ready to go right here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night, women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night. Women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. Monday nights at 7 o'clock until 8, right here at Frickers in Adrian, right there on South Main Street, just off the intersection of Main and Beecher. Josh Mitchell running things back in our cave studios. My name is Ian Wentz. I am your host. Mike Prang with Adrian College. Stacy Mitchell with the cave, making sure things go in the right direction. You know, I need all the help I can get. We appreciate all that they do, and, of course, the wonderful staff here at Frickers, Tara, our waitress every Monday. She does a great job, so apologize on my behalf to Tara, you know, if you see her. But she does a very good job, everyone here at Frickers. It's the place to be. They have everyday values Monday through Thursday. We got boneless chicken, bone-in chicken, that sirloin steak, and chicken chunks. Today it's the boneless wings. They're on special, and don't forget their lunch specials, 11 a.m. until 2. You can't beat it. $6.99 frickin' lunch combos. So just head on in for a good time. And they still have happy hour, correct? I'm not seeing the things. It's still going? Okay. What?
3 to 6, yeah. 9 to close.
It's still a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Happy hour, 3 to 6, and then 9 to close. They moved the paper off of my table, so I didn't want to do some false advertising, get in trouble with people. We're going to talk some men's basketball at Adrian College, and we have with me a sophomore. He's a guard from Huron, Ohio, Luke Rager. Luke, thanks for getting on the program today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Nice to meet you. And let's learn a little bit about your basketball background. Were you like Aaron, who's been doing her sports since she was 3? What's your basketball background, Luke?
Yeah, so I started playing organized basketball in kindergarten. Always loved it growing up, watched it, played school ball, played AAU, starting at third grade in Texas, which is where I'm from. Earliest you could play it down there. Moved up to Ohio, 7th grade, and just since then, AAU, high school ball. And now I'm lucky enough to play at Adrian College.
Yeah, so you being, you know, with Coach Tim Kaiser, he obviously recruited you being a sophomore. How did you find Adrian College, or how did Coach find you? How'd that work out?
Him and our old assistant coach, Coach Pete, saw me at some AAU tournaments, then came to my high school games, then we got connected through there. Went on a visit, ended up really liking Adrian because of the young coaches. You know, they share a lot of passion, and we can relate to each other a lot. And the campus is just amazing, so very lively and stuff. Not a lot of other D3 campuses, you get that feel. So that's kind of how I chose Adrian and how we connected with each other.
And you obviously knew you wanted to play college ball. You were pursuing that and probably putting film out there and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The position you play, point guard, mm-hmm. You're not a guy, you know, looking at your numbers, you got point guard numbers.
Yeah.
You have, you know, just under 4 points scored per game, a couple rebounds a game. Assists are your primary thing. I would say defense might be something that, you know, I see your teammates applaud you for, and you play hard defense and you run the offense. Is that a fair assessment of your game?
Yeah, it's a lot of stats. A lot of times stats don't speak for, like, the gameplay that's been going on. We have a lot of guys who kind of do the dirty work who I think don't get, not saying me, but a lot of other guys who, like, don't get as much appreciation as they should.
Sure.
Yeah, our defense has been great, so we're just trying to, you know, work on that a little bit.
With your lineup, you're unique. When mm-hmm. I look at our team versus the other teams in the MIAA, we might be undersized compared
Absolutely.
To most. Certainly talented guard play as well.
Yeah.
How do you fit into this Adrian offense? Like, I know Nick likes to drive the ball. Mm-hmm. You got Braylon that likes to drive the ball,
yeah.
too. And they can certainly shoot it as
yeah.
well. And you got JJ in the post, who's, I don't know, 6'6", 6'7",
yeah.
but he can do his thing, too. And
yeah.
and there's you. So how do you fit into the offense?
I like to say I'm kind of a floor general, just running the offense, creating for others, so driving and kicking it out, getting them their shots, just trying to make everyone else better. That's my main goal. Like, the stats don't show. I'm not going to be scoring, you know, the high scorer on the team all the time or the highest mm-hmm. rebounder. I kind of just try to make other people better.
Yeah, make the right play.
Absolutely.
Start the possession, and whoever it ends up, you know, they trust
yeah.
you to make that first pass.
Yes, sir.
And being a sophomore as well, when we get into MIAA play, we get I think the league is known for its experience, right? Generally older players that
yes,
have been on the team for a long time, and you're a sophomore, you know, a guy that spent an off season in the weight room mm-hmm. versus a 4-year guy that's been in college for a
yeah.
while. How have you made that kind of transition?
A lot of it comes with my teammates making sure that I'm comfortable. You know, I make a mistake, they're always there to pat my back, make sure I'm not, you know, too timid or scared. So they've made me really comfortable, and my coach has also created a great environment so I can go out there, play free, and not be too stressed or anything about that. I think that really helps as a young player, being able to play and compete with older guys who have, you know, been out there for years and have experience, compared to me, who didn't play at all last year. I was on the JV team. So it was a big jump, but my teammates have done a great job, you know, including me and stuff like that.
Luke, last year, you know, and we're a good way into this year, but we all know what happened last year.
Yeah.
This team went on a great run, made the MIAA postseason, got to the championship game, came up just short. You were, as you mentioned, on the JV. I think that end of the season has carried over into this season. Like, I know the record might not reflect it,
yeah.
but it's looking eerily similar to last year, where we're not, you know, we lost one game to Calvin by a few, but, you know, you're right there with Hope most recently.
Absolutely.
You got a couple of wins. What's the locker room like right now? I mean, you're 4-11 overall,
yeah.
but you're 2-2 in the league.
So obviously, you know, we wish that record could be better. We're right there in so many games. You know, Capital down mm-hmm. by one, Siena Heights lost by five, maybe. Denison, who's now 14-1, we lost by four. So it's like we're right there. We're still very confident, and we feel like we're starting to play our best basketball as the conference play goes on, and that's what you want, especially getting towards the end of the conference. We are planning to go on the same exact run as we did last year, and we're just excited for the rest of league play.
Yeah, and we, you know, get into that league play, you know, looking at your stats. We've you know, highlighted that maybe the numbers aren't flashy, but you did have a season high against Alma with 11 points. You also took down five rebounds in that one, and look, on paper, that's a game we should have won.
Yes.
And we did.
Absolutely.
And you played well, and obviously the team did too, but when a guy with your averages
yeah.
puts up something like that, teammates had to appreciate that a little bit.
Absolutely. Just take a little help them with their load and work. So,
I think they left you open for a couple threes, if I remember right.
That was Capital. That was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. Talking with Luke Rager with the men's basketball team. Heavy homestand to end the season. February, you have 5 of your last 6 games at home. A big one coming up Wednesday as we welcome in Trine. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off, and that's kind of, you know, that's been one of the Goliaths in the MIAA, a team that, you know, we were close at home, not so close on the road in the regular season last year, and almost beat them in the conference championship. You know, what's practice been like leading up to this game?
So, like you said, we've been very close. We lost by 4 twice to them last year. So we really want to play a good game against them and give them, you know, our all. We've been making adjustments. We just had practice today, and it was focused on just how we can use their offense and defense to our advantage. So we've just been working on that. We're really focused, and we're really excited to host them on Wednesday.
With, you know, that kind of game, you mentioned a 4-point this way or that way. Hope, we look at that. Okay, that's an 8-point loss.
Absolutely.
On the road, right? That was that Hope.
Yeah, we were, if I'm not mistaken, we had a 5-minute lead with like 7 minutes left. So and I think that lead grew a little bit because we fouled, got them free throws and stuff. So it was a lot closer game than that seemed.
Right.
But we're right there with these great teams. So
and I've talked with Nick Seifert about that too. It's finding a way to finish a game,
absolutely,
a close game like that. And you did against Albion, right? That was a nice road win, 70-70.
That was great because we were down. We actually down by 1 with about 40 seconds left. So it was good that we stay calm, we stay poised, and we pulled that one out.
And with these contests, you know, we look, okay, it's an 8-point loss, or it's a, let's say it's a 10-point loss, or a 10-point win. That's like 3 to 5 possessions a game.
Absolutely.
Does Coach Kaiser kind of go through like, hey, if we don't make this silly pass, you know, with 5 minutes left in the first half, it could be a lot closer. Like,
yeah,
I mean, you guys realize how close you are
absolutely. We go through, like against Hope, went through every possession. Who could have been positioned better? Who could have, you know, made one more pass for a better shot? Because every possession matters, especially when we're, you know, when we're tied with 4 minutes left or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
game Wednesday, it's home, so we hope people out there listening, you got a Wednesday night free. It's going to be cold, so you might as well go to the gym.
Absolutely.
And warm up a little bit.
That's what's nice about basketball. It's inside.
That's right. 7 p.m. on Wednesday, you can watch Luke play. He's a sophomore guard from Huron, Ohio, for the Adrian College men's basketball team. Congrats on the success so far, and let's keep it rolling.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Again, that was Luke Rager with the men's basketball team. You can watch him and the Bulldogs at home Wednesday at 7 o'clock as they take on the Trine Thunder. If I look at my calendar that I don't have near me, I think I'll be there too, doing public address, not with the Cave. So should be a fun time. Let's see if the Dogs can get a victory and move up in the MIAA standings. We're going to take a break. She's here, Annie Gilbert, the NCAA Women's Hockey Junior Goalie. She's going to talk to me next right here on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night. Women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night. Women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night. Women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. Your place to be on Monday night, 7 to 8. Got thrown off my track. I just hear some Ohio State song in the background. They're getting ready for the national championship game here at Frickers. Ian Wentz alongside all of you. Josh Mitchell in our Cave studio. Mike Prang with Adrian College. Stacey Mitchell with the Cave. And the baby goat Vance here too, just coming off the IR. He's feeling better, feeling good to go. We've been talking Adrian College dance. I got a teenager to smile. How about that?
I know, that's pretty good.
I know. Men's basketball. Had a conversation about that. We have a sports in general conversation coming up next. Mike Prang getting ready for that. But until we get to that, let's talk some NCAA women's hockey. We talk to their coach every week on a Friday morning, and we've talked to quite a few players on this show, and I think this might be the debut of junior goalie. I'm just gonna do the English. Yeah. I'm not even gonna try the French. Annie Gilbert, the junior goalie from Montreal, Quebec.
Yeah.
Is that close enough? It's not Quebec. It's kind of Quebec a little bit. All right. We're going to learn a little bit about Annie first. Are you like almost every hockey player I've interviewed that says, I've been playing hockey since I was 3 or 4? Is that the case with you?
Yeah, I started when I was 4.
Have you always been a goalie?
I've always been a goalie. I think part of me became a goalie because I was a little too lazy to skate up and down the ice. So I told my parents I just wanted to be a goalie so I didn't have to do that. That's how it started.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
That's good logic. It turns out, I think you made the right choice. What was your track like to get to Adrian College? Did you go, now I know that there's junior hockey a little bit, you know, north of the border. There's something down here, but how did Annie get to Adrian College?
So for high school, I went to a private school. And then they just kind of recruited me from there, because wherever I played, we played in like the Ontario League, and a lot, like, Skelly would often recruit in Ontario.
Okay.
So that's where he got me from.
Well, okay, I'm going, trying to do some math. Was this was like post-COVID kind of stuff, or was it in-person recruiting, or
yeah,
phone calls and stuff?
Started off as phone calls and then in person.
Okay. Had you heard of Adrian College before, or did you even think about college hockey in juniors?
I never heard of Adrian College ever before I come into here, but I always knew I wanted to go somewhere to play hockey.
Did you have other options on the table, and you decided here?
I was more going with the flow. So I had other options, but I chose the one that I thought would fit me best, and I made the right choice.
I think you did. I really do. So this season, team right now ranked number 4 in the latest USCHO.com poll with 1 first place vote. That would be my vote if I had one, but unfortunately I don't. The team is 14-2-1 this year. You swept Lake Forest 10-1 and 5-0. You've played in 13 games this year, 10-2-1, with 4 shutouts, 94.1% save percentage, and a .93 goals against average. I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, you're blocking shots when they get to you, but, you know, as a goalie, a lot of it is the defense in front of you. How does a goalie, how do you as a goalie communicate on the ice during a play? Are you doing a lot of the talking, or is it, you know, the puck is here, so somebody should be in this area? How do you do that on the ice?
I try to communicate as much as I can with my defense. Like, I'll scream, but sometimes I know they won't hear me, but like, I'll,
because you're just quiet, or
I don't know,
they're not listening.
There's just a lot going on out there, so I'm never sure if they actually hear me or no, but I make sure to try to communicate with them to know where, like, where they should put the puck, or where it is, because sometimes it gets loose and no one knows where it is.
Right, and where the puck is and where somebody else might be, you know, maybe, you know, on the backside of a play, and you see somebody skating down, you can say, hey, move over.
Yeah, I usually tell them, like, oh, like, sometimes the puck get lost into their feet, so I'm like, oh, feet, or there's somebody behind you, just like rim it.
Yeah, or you have two behind you, and you got to be aware of that. This team last year, certainly national championship caliber. You were on it. Got some time last year, but it was a competition, right, between you and Michaela. And now this year it's your team. And how's that been? I mean, you're in net, got a new coach, most of your team is the same. How did you approach the off season and right now?
Last year, at the end of the year, I made it my mission this summer to work as hard as possible, because obviously nothing is ever handed to you. But I made sure if I work hard and everything, it'll be my spot. And then this year, like, our team, it's mostly the same as last year. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think we have good chemistry. We, like, do well together. So I think that's, like, a plus for us. Like, we have an advantage, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Right? Talking with Annie Gilbert with the NCAA women's hockey team, I don't think it's a surprise or a secret that this team wants to play again at River Falls, because they are hosting the Frozen Four. You want to get to that final game and win it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not a secret, really. Like, you want to get to that spot, and you want to win it. And you have that drive from the off season, and a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, about a handful of the girls came back for a fifth year just for that opportunity. You don't really need added motivation, do you?
Obviously, like, they came back because, like, they knew that we were, like, we obviously have a clear chance of going in, and I think that helps us, because we're, like, we're always talking about how our team has a lot of upperclassmen.
Right.
So then it's, like, very easy for us. Like, we have the experience and everything, so
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, but you still have to execute
everything.
Absolutely. You have a target on your back, I would say, in the conference, right? The Northern Collegiate Hockey Association. Taking out Lake Forest, they're a team in the league at 43 saves. Just gave up one all weekend. It happens, right?
Yeah.
A comfortable 10-1 win. Second place in the conference. That St. Norbert series is looming. Not this coming weekend, but the next weekend. You go to Dubuque.
Yeah, we do this weekend.
This'll be your first trip out there?
No.
Or you went last year?
We went last year. We are redoing the same road trip this year.
Okay, so they do the two there, two here kind of deal. What's that like? I just picture there's no corn out, so just
it's in the middle
Midwest.
Of nowhere. That's literally what it is. Middle of nowhere.
And with the St. Norbert weekend coming up, you got to stay focused this weekend,
yeah.
Right? A team that on paper should take care of, but you got travel and all this other stuff, staying at a hotel. What's the message from Coach Davis about this weekend?
Play it like any other games. Like, practice your game because, on paper we should easily beat them, but we have to play at our full potential to be ready for St. Norbert.
That's right. The Cave will be in St. Norbert for that weekend. Put that right on the calendar. Circle it. I go, you got to be there for that one.
Because it's
really you and Norbert, and, that would be for regular season, knock on wood, regular season conference championship. And if all things work it out that way. Annie, this season, the team has had a mix of having top-ranked competition, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, the win against River Falls was huge to split that weekend. You played a couple others down south for, was that a Thanksgiving tournament? And then, you got some good competition in the league, but then you have some that's not. It's a kind of a hit-or-miss schedule. So,
it is.
Like, from one game to another, it's like night and day. How do you figure that as a goalie?
Honestly, the thing is, we, as our team, like, completely, we try to play every game, like, our game. Like, be at the top one, because one weekend we'll play a highly ranked team, and then the other one we'll play, like, a bottom team. So, like, the difference is huge, and, like, if we always play at our top, it should be, like, no difference, and we should always be out there and, like, win every game. But because sometimes it's hard to do that against top, like bottom teams, it gets kind of tough.
It can. They call that playing down to your competition. And
it's
unfortunate, but it can happen, and you want to avoid that at all costs. Moving forward, I do want to end this interview on kind of a funny note, because when Coach Chad Davis came in, he talked to me about, different players on the team, and he, I think, hilariously tried to pronounce your name correctly. So what did Coach Davis call you, and how should he be pronouncing it?
He says Annie Gilbert.
Which is what I would do.
Yeah, but it is Annie Gilbert.
All right. There you go, Coach, if you're out there listening. Figure it out. I mean, do your teammates pick on him for doing that, or
no,
has it
not really.
Kind of gone away? It was
it's
Gilbert
common.
For everybody else, right?
Yeah, it
All
is.
All right. Well, Annie, appreciate you doing this, getting on the air and talking with me about your team. Trying to find something to do on a bus ride over to Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah.
Good luck this coming weekend, and I'll see you for the bus trip to St. Norbert.
Thank you.
All right, again, Annie... I'm just going with Gilbert. I got to practice. It's my fault. All right. Annie, the junior goalie from Montreal, Quebec. Bulldogs are on the road this coming weekend as they take on Dubuque. And then they're at St. Norbert the weekend after. You can hear those games at St. Norbert on the Cave. We'll be back the man of the hour is coming up. It's Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College. We'll be back with that interview right after these messages on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night. Women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night. Women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics. Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This week, you can cheer on men's basketball Wednesday night. Women's wrestling team hits the mat on Thursday, and men's and women's hockey teams play all weekend long.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hello and welcome back to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wendt right here with you tonight till about 8 o'clock. Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios. Stacy Mitchell with The Cave. Baby Goat Vance here too. And saying that might be the last time I call him Baby Goat. He did an appetizer fail. He left one fried pickle for me. Ate everything else like a teenager should. Yeah, but he should have just had the whole thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, it's gone now? Okay. he left the vegetables. That's real nice. Weekday specials here at Frickers on Monday nights. It's the boneless chicken. Got bone and chicken on Tuesday. Got jumping weight staff. Wednesday, the sirloin, and then Thursday, chicken chunks. You got lunch specials, 11 to 2. You have personal pitchers, domestic drafts. I don't know if there's a different price for non-domestic, but I know it's a very popular thing here at Frickers. Happy hour as well, 3 to 6. And 9 until close. As promised, sports information director at Adrian College, guy who sets up all these interviews. It's not easy, folks. It's Mike Prang.
It's not easy.
It's not. It's really not, especially getting people to leave their dorm room on the coldest day of the year.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough.
All right. We are in the full mix with winter sports, halfway through, roughly, a lot of the seasons. Spring sports are starting to practice. On the winter sports side, we've had cornhole on recently. I mean, just more success with them. That's a program that it seems like it happens more often than not. Start program successful the first two or three years, and who would have thought, besides maybe Mike Duffy, that cornhole would be this successful?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it's been great so far, and I mean, take like men's rugby a few years ago. First year, they're national runner-up, so yeah.
Just continues on. The Arrington is crazy busy this time of year with all the skating activities. You got hockey, you got these figure skating teams and things like that. And one of the teams competed actually near the men's hockey team NCAA last weekend in the Chicago area. So they're traveling all over the place. Are they wrapping up their season, or they're just gearing up for nationals?
They're kind of like right in the middle of it. They don't compete as frequently. But yeah, they had a successful weekend up in Evanston, just north of Chicago. I was told today they finished third. Still waiting on a little more info to put something out on our website. But yeah, good weekend from them.
Let's do like an ACHA hockey kind of follow-up type thing. The men's D1 team. I know they're missing Coach Estalos and some of the guys. They're overseas. If people follow on social media, they know. But a very cool opportunity for a lot of those guys and gals with the team to go over to Europe.
Yeah, I was told I saw on social media the women's team finished fifth over there. The men are still going. They play the winner of somebody that plays tonight. It's Canada and somebody else, I thought I saw.
Okay.
But yeah, we got three guys from the men's team that are still playing over there. Gary Estalos is the coach of Team USA for that team. And then Emily Baldus went over as the Team USA athletic trainer, so it's pretty cool.
What's the official title of that? Is the
World University Games.
Was that the thing that a couple of the NCAA guys did a couple of years ago?
So that was a different one.
Okay.
Kind of similar name, kind of different name, but okay. Yeah, so there's kind of two different levels of that. The NCAA guys did one level. The ACHA guys did another level.
Okay. I mean, very cool to get not only some players, but Tef Coach Gary over there for that experience.
Yeah, and he did that, I believe it was last year or 2 years ago. They were over in, like, Slovakia or something like that, and he brought a few guys over there. Team USA ended up winning it. But we also had four guys playing for Team Canada as well. So,
oh, damn.
Yeah, we had eight of our guys over there right in the middle of the season, plus our head coach. So,
yeah, forget about those boys from up north on a bunch of teams and gals on ACHA teams and NCAA from Canada. D2 team ACHA, I read something you put out about splitting the weekend with Purdue Northwest. I haven't seen anything from D3. Maybe they're still off or they're playing this weekend, but still posting solid records last I've read.
Yeah, everyone's doing pretty good right now. I mean, the thing with the ACHA season is you kind of end your first half of the season like beginning to mid-December, and then you don't actually pick up till like mid-January. So we still got some teams that just played their first game. I know the women's D1 team played their first game back yesterday afternoon. They beat University of Rhode Island 5-0, and then or 6-0, and then some teams are still picking it up. I don't think D2's women have played yet, and the D3 men have played yet, but that'll be this weekend.
I think D2 played Aurora last weekend.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
I only know because I did PA.
Exactly.
Because I did PA for those games. That was a nice series,
split that series
for those two.
Yeah, 2-0 each way.
Yeah, that was, a few teams with new coaches, right? Maybe the first part of the season, just, all right, we're trying to figure out who we all are and, getting with the other coaches and getting things straightened out. But now it's time to make a postseason push, get into, you know, your regional rankings, because that's what determines if you go to nationals for most of them, if not all of them.
The Division One side is national rankings. Division Two on the men's side is, there's just so many teams at Division Two that they have to break it up and do regionals. So,
that's okay.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody else is national rankings outside of D2 men.
Okay. Let's go from the ice outside of the ice for winter sports. We talked some basketball. We had Luke on earlier in the show. And, you know, we've talked to plenty of the women's basketball players, and this is really the meat of the schedule. You can kind of throw out the overall record because, you know, we can be honest, the overall record, not great for both, but the one you care about is the conference record. And I think the women are 3-4. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then the men are sitting at 2-2 in the league. You want to get the top six to make the postseason. And I think that's a stated goal for both teams with both coaches and the players.
Yeah, the women's team had a nice win against St. Mary's on Saturday. They beat them 70-57. But yeah, those top six make it to the conference tournament. So men being at 2-2 right now is putting them in a good spot. Women, like you said, 3-4, they're in a great spot too. And they still have some teams to play for the first time, and then everyone a second time around. So hopefully we can grab those top six spots and go to postseason play and make a little run.
Yeah. All right. The weather being as it is, I have to bring this up. I know it's not fully constructed yet. This would be a great day to have the dome.
It would be,
right?
Yes.
You know, and it's for days like this, right? That, you know, people involved with that and on many levels envisioned for use for practice facility. And for the spring teams that are, maybe they're weightlifting now or just getting ready for their season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dome is in pretty good shape right now, actually. They, I mean, before all the cold hit, like the foundation's been laid and everything, they started on like kind of like the lobby portion of it, locker room area, stuff like that. I have not been out there, but what I am told is that it's fully, that portion is fully enclosed, that they're able to continue to work on it, and that portion's almost done.
Okay.
So it's essentially just let's let it get warm and let's put the bubble up already, and hopefully we have a dome soon. The ETA on that is kind of July, from what I'm told. And
okay.
So, yeah.
That won't be used for competition, right?
It will.
It can be.
It can be.
So that's going to impact your job.
Yes,
you need
will.
To stat those things.
Yeah, so those I mean, I know our first women's lacrosse game is March 5th or March 8th, or not March, February 5th, February 8th, something like that. Most years there's still going to be snow on our field. So
That'll
be a day where now we can play inside rather than have to cancel that or move that game to a month down the road. So it'll be nice. Same thing for soccer late in the season. If we have a really cold early November game or something like that, we can go inside. Don't think we're going to be able to play football in there, and that's just from a spectator aspect of it.
Right.
It will be high enough where punters will be able to fully, you know, kick it, I believe.
Yeah.
At its tallest peak, I thought I heard it's going to be 93 feet. So we'll be able to do tons of fun things in there.
All right, stuff to look forward to. AdrianBulldogs.com. And go to the Adrian Athletics app on your smartphone device. People going crazy for this D1 Football National Championship, Notre Dame and Ohio State. Frickers is the place to be for food, fun, sports, and spirits. Thanks to Mr. Prang, Andy Gilbert, Luke Rager, and Aaron Arend for being with me on the show today. Stacy Mitchell with The Cave. Josh Mitchell in our studios. I'm Ian Wentz saying so long and good night from Frickers in Adrian. We'll be back next Monday, 7 to 8, right here on the AC All Access Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at AdrianBulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.